A pair of government watchdog groups in Philadelphia hopes to bar the city commissioners from overseeing May's primary election. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, they filed suit as part of an ongoing effort to abolish the century-plus-old office.
Every 4 years, voters elect three city commissioners to oversee elections in Philadelphia. Under state law, a judge must order them to step aside if they're running for re-election because it would be a conflict of interest. But it's not the only time that should happen, says Allison Perlman, executive director of Philadelphia 3.0, a political action committee.
We filed the suit with the Supreme Court this month because there is a charter change question that triggers this provision on the ballot in May.
The ballot question centers on changing the bidding process for certain city contracts, contracts that could involve the city commissioner's office. The suit filed by Perlman's group and the Committee of 70 argues that Common Pleas Court President Judge Sheila Woods Skipper should temporarily replace the commissioners with three judges, or so-called electors. David Thornburg with Committee of 70 says this should happen a lot more. Since 2002, Thornburg says city commissioners should have been relieved from their election duties about 75% of the time.
It does raise the awkward question as to why these offices exist if every time we have a ballot amendment and every time they run for office, we keep paying them, but they don't have to come to work.
In May, Committee of 70 Philadelphia 3.0 and about a dozen other groups launched the Better Philadelphia Elections Committee. That panel wants to replace the city commissioners with a Department of Elections led by a director who would be appointed by the mayor. City Commissioner Lisa Dealey has said she thinks that's a bad idea.
They would be beholden to the appointer. Us as elected commissioners, we're beholden to the voters that elect us.
A spokesman for the Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts, which is representing Judge Woods Skipper, says the office doesn't comment on pending litigation. Deputy City Commissioner Fred Voigt said the office, which is not named as a defendant, would respond to the suit, quote, when it's appropriate. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.